الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. The previous ayat, the beginning of Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the day's destruction, the day's terrible punishment in the Akhirat for the Mutaffifin. Then Allah explained who these people are, that whenever they have to receive, they want in full, they want it properly. But when they have to pay, when they want to give, then they don't pay fully. Or they dilly-dally, they don't pay on time, etc. That is basically a business principle, that when we have to receive money, we are very strong and hard on it, we want it on time. And when we have to pay, then we dilly-dally, we don't pay on time. Or with the measurement of things, when we have to receive, we make sure we receive our full amount. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. We are totally allowed to see that we receive our full amount. But when we have to deliver and give, then we underweigh, we undermeasure, we don't give in full. And ulama, Allah reward them, have explained this. This goes across the board, not only in business transactions, but across the board, between husband and wife relations also. We want everything. The wife must fulfill our rights, and we are always demanding our rights. But us fulfilling the rights of the wife, then we don't fulfill it properly. Or the other way around. The same way with employer and employee. Employer wants full work from his employee, and he wants him to do everything properly. But when it's time to pay, he doesn't pay on time. He gives half the money now. He said the other half I'll give later, whatever like that. Or the employee, he wants his full wages. He wants it on time. He doesn't want anything to be cut from his wages. But him giving his time to the employer, then he doesn't do it properly. And especially today with the cell phone, almost everyone is not fulfilling the rights of the others. We're spending on our time on the cell phone instead of giving it to the boss. He's paying us for that time. And we don't give him that time. We are busy with our cell phone. And in all other matters also. So all these things we should take into consideration. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in business is not only this one principle. Our whole business is supposed to be done Islamically. And today such an effort is being done that nothing we must be able to do Islamically. The law of the country, every country of the world, that must be, we must fulfill the see to the law of the country. And when it's in conflict with Islamic law, we are expected to give preference to the law of the country over Islamic law. So they are difficult and challenging times, and the most supreme is the law of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to see in which direction we are going. So our whole business is also supposed to be done Islamically. So Allah Ta'ala says, those people who don't do it Islamically, who do it in their own way, and many of us, perhaps all of us, as far as business is concerned, we just do it as the normal business practices are. We don't find out what is the Islamic business principles. Whether it is we are employed by somebody, there also Islam governs us. Whether we employ somebody, there also Islam governs us in every matter. So how much are we even aware of that? So Allah Ta'ala says that we are not fulfilling these rights. It is for one basic reason, that we are not aware of the day of Qiyamah, that we are going to be presented for Hisab Kitab, and it will be a severe day, and every detail of us will be taken into account. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Kya khyaal nahi rakhte hai wo log ke unko uthna hai. Don't these people realize, don't they know that they were going to be resurrected and they're going to be accountable for each and everything. That day will be such a day. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the sun will be just 1 mile above the heads of people. So what heat there will be. Yeah, when we just talk of 35 degrees, some places 50 degrees, what is the condition? And on the day of of Qiyamah, and this is when the sun is about 1.5 billion kilometers away from us, and when the sun will be just 1 mile above our head. Further, he says in that riwayat, people will be perspiring to such an extent that some people will, their own perspiration will come up to their knees. For other people, more higher. For other people, right up to the mouth, your own perspiration. So much it will be. So it will be, which Allah Himself says, Yawmun Azeem. It will be a very great, a very difficult and hard day. So we have to consider that. It will be a day that every person will be questioned. It comes in the hadith. Nobody's feet will move from that place until he answers 5 questions. That his life, where did he spend it? And every moment of his life he will have to account. Not that I was 5 years here, I worked there 10 years. No, every moment he will have to account for. And today when we are questioned, it is a very difficult thing. And who will be questioning? Allah Ta'ala. And then the second, especially our youth, where did you spend your youth? And we normally, when a person comes to old age, higher age, he forgets his youth and what were things he had done, but they are recorded by Allah. And then thirdly, from where did you earn? And that also, every detail, every cent of yours, where did you earn it? Fourthly, where did you spend it? And we won't be able to give just a broad thing, household expenses, or groceries so much, or entertainment so much. No, every small detail we will have to account for on that day. And in front of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, who knows each and everything, and we can't get away from anything. And then, fifthly, the knowledge that we had, how much did we make amal on it? And everyone has got knowledge of deen, and how much it will practice on it. And so Allah says, keep that mind, that day in mind of accountability, and according to that, live your life here. Then we find the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, for example, one Sahabi, his wife tells him, why don't you also apply for a position of a governorship, to be an Amir of a country, to be the leader of that country, president, prime minister. He says, I'm afraid of that day when I will have to account for each and everything. My own actions I won't be able to account for, and the whole nation's actions I will be responsible for. I'm the president, I'm the prime minister, the Amir. I'm responsible for everyone. Who is sleeping hungry, I'm responsible for. In cold weather, who hasn't got warm clothes? Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once giving khutbah, in between the khutbah, he hears the sounds of his stomach growling out of hunger. And he speaks to his stomach in between the khutbah. He says, you can keep on growling, I won't give you one morsel of food until every person of Medina has eaten his fill. Until everyone gets his need, then I will see to you. So this, we are responsible of our household. We are responsible of everything else that is under us. So that is a great day that Allah warns us we have to be prepared for. And Allah warns us that those who don't believe in that day, or we believe but just like a very far away somewhere, far in our mind, and we don't prepare for that day at all. These people live their lives far from deen. So may Allah let us prepare for that day. It will be a terrible day, a severe day. And now is the time to prepare for that. May Allah give us all tawfiq to prepare. And may Allah shower His mercies upon us, without which we will not be able to do anything in this world or the akhirah. We are fully dependent on the mercy of Allah Ta'ala.